AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. It is the Matt McNeil Show for your Friday. Good to be with you today. Matt, Brett, today. Got to drive around. Go to some of the fine advertisers for AM 950. Got to stop on and buy them.
All right. There you go.
That was good fun.
Who did you see?
I generally, because I had to get to all these people, I don't see anyone. I just kind of like, here, drop this off to the bike. I got to go to the next one.
You're just chucking a Christmas card at him out the door?
Well, I slowed down to 30, you know, and I've gotten pretty good wrist action. I got over to St. Paul. I got over to, of course, Rudy Luther. I stopped on by there. I always like those guys. You should stop on by, too. As a matter of fact, let's transition this right into an ad, shall we? It's like a 1940s radio show. That's right. Let's give me my cigarette and a cup of coffee. I'll just do a little radio show from the 1940s. Hey, I'll tell you what. Stop on by over there. Actually, it is a great place to stop on by and get your car, even though it's a nice warm day today. It's melting everything out there. It's really nice. Get your car service for winter. You'll need it over there at Rudy Luther. Park Tavern. Man, there is always, every time I go into Park Tavern, I don't want to leave Park Tavern. You know, every time I'm like, I want to stick around here for a while, man. I always have a good time over there.
One more bowling game, yeah.
I always one more meal. Oh. they've got pretty good food there, man. If you haven't had the burgers there, they're really good. We were over there this week. I had a nice dinner over there, so stop on by over there. But yeah, I got over all. It's an amazingly. This town is actually pretty well designed. You just have to know what not to drive, where not to drive. Like if you know how to get around town, and you know where you have to go, even if I have to go off like 494 in France, which is a freaking nightmare, I know how to get around that.
Oh yeah.
If you know how to do it, I mean, this is an incredibly well designed city. I and by the way, how in the world is there always, regardless of time of day, massive levels of traffic on westbound 495? I don't care what time of the day it is, from about Cedar Avenue Mall America over towards, you know, 35W.
And I was thinking more 494 France. That's been busy on Saturday afternoons. How does that get so backed up? Because then it gets light when you get towards 35W. What is the logic behind that? I've always wondered.
I think part of it is that whole thing with Minnesota Department of Transportation where they like to do the sneaky lane. It's the lane. It's like we're going to pretend we're five lanes, but actually we're going to have this lane go off and become the exit.
Yeah, I've always been curious about how it slows down at 494 France eastbound, but then it speeds up by 35.
It's 3.5 million people. I mean, it's not New York. I mean, I think when I was driving to New York City, the fastest I ever got was probably 35 miles an hour. I mean, just because there's just it's such a massive humanity. But like Los Angeles has tons of highways. They're just too many damn people. I mean, they could double all their highways and they'd still have trouble traffic in LA. It's nightmarish. It is there. But we got a well-designed city. Got to go on out there. Hello, St. Paul. Good to see you guys today in downtown Minneapolis. I can tell you one thing I'm not going to miss is that construction right on the ramps on 35 heading into downtown Minneapolis. I can't wait for that to be done. Dear Lord, is that a mess? And we're not even closing down roads. I mean, it's 11 o'clock in the morning. I got a mile back up down there. Ugh. But it was good to spend some holiday cheer. I put on the Christmas songs, drove around, visited some of the clients today. I hope you're having a good day, and I hope you have a good weekend.
So you could actually still do Christmas music, even actually after working in music radio. I can't do it anymore after playing it.
Well, it's kind of more like 1920s Gregorian chant carols that you basically no one plays anymore. It's like, oh, that's new, you know. But Rock Around the Christmas Tree makes me want to strangle people. But I mean, stuff.
Yeah,
I mean,
that's right.
Gene Autry, I'm gonna kick your ass for that Rudolph song. No, I still like Christmas music. I do. Yeah. I joke. I love Christmas music. I love some of the current music. It's funny because you'll hear a song. There's most of when these young artists make a Christmas song, most of the time it's just plain crap. And let's just call it what it is. I listened to one with Fifth Harmony. This is, I guess, before they broke up. But it was Fifth Harmony. And the girl starts off with I'm like, okay, switch. No, done. No. But then every once in a while you get a really good song like that someone puts out there. I mean, Sia did actually a shockingly good Christmas album last year. What's it? Kacey Musgraves? Is it the country singer? She has a pretty good album out there. That's yeah. If you hear our bumper music, there's one of the songs in there is "I Want a Hippopotamus for Christmas." That's the only version of that song I've ever heard that I've not wanted to kill people with. You know, so it's actually that's saying something. You actually someone did a good version of it. So
you know who did do a Christmas album is Bob Dylan.
Did he?
Yeah, he did do a Christmas album.
And it's not a real surprise. People will go, did he? How many years later? Really? Wow. And you haven't heard any of those songs, have you? All right. I don't try to outdo the classic singers. Like Bing, don't. Just leave the damn song alone. Don't try it. Don't try to update your version. I mean, someone discovered Last Christmas, which is actually, what is it, the Wham song? From the 1980s, Last Christmas, you gave me my heart, that song. And they've updated that a few times. And I heard an updated version of U2's Baby Come Home for Christmas, which was actually pretty good. You don't have to go back to the classics unless you really are, you should actually have like an audience to say, okay, we're going to play this for you. And if we're crazy, just tell us so. And if anyone says, no, don't release that, don't do it. But gosh, I mean, it always amazes me. It's the amount of people that will try to outdo the classics. And so you can't go wrong with like stuff like Tony Bennett. Can't go wrong with that.
Oh yeah.
I mean, what was it? Bing Crosby and David Bowie did Little Drummer Boy.
Really, I didn't know about that.
Did they do? They actually. That was one of the few versions of that song that's actually entertaining to see. And by the way, if you do get the claymation version of Bass Rankin holiday version of Little Drummer Boy, be prepared for some really inappropriate stereotypes and pretty racist language. Okay, it did come with our Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer DVD special a few years back, and also with that, a long discussion with the kids about how stereotypes of the Middle East are not appropriate. So there you go. Thanks, cartoons. We really appreciate that. How about some good news to start off the show? Because I got tons of bad news to get to. I had tons of to get to. But how about good news? A salute out to, first of all, Electric Fetus, who sponsors us here at AM 950. The Electric Fetus was named one of the top 10 record stores in the country by Rolling Stone. That's pretty good. There are a lot of good record stores in there. I like going in there. I love going in there, as a matter of fact. It reminds me of my youth, but also it was the best of those stores even back then. I remember when Orfor Jokopis was over on, was it 26 and Nicollet, or 26 and Lindale. And that was a pretty good store, and that's gone. That's long gone to history. But, Electric Fetus was, you could pretend you were going someplace by going to some of these other record stores. Yeah, you weren't going anywhere. You had to go to the Electric Fetus. That's where there was always the best one. They got named top 10. Also, First Avenue was listed as top 10 venues to see music. When was the last time you went to a show at First Ave?
Oh, I don't even remember who it was, but it was a couple of years ago. Great place to go.
The Osmonds went on tour?
Come on, man. That'd be a heck of a sight to see the Osmonds.
It's Donnie and Marie, and they've got a star on the outside. They actually, like, between Gwar and Rage Against the Machine, Donnie and Marie Osmond. You can just see people staring like, are they serious? Are they playing us? 952-946-6205. 952-946-6205 is the phone number. I want to, continuing on our discussion from yesterday about how Minnesota kicks Wisconsin's caboose. Minnesota kicks Wisconsin's caboose. I don't know if you know this. We've done really well. As a matter of fact, they had this study that was out in the Madison Review, I think it was, that the productivity in Wisconsin is about a third worse after the Walker regime than it was beforehand compared to Minnesota. But the real staggering one is wages and income. They were trailing Minnesota back then. It's twice as bad as it was before Scott Walker started in Wisconsin. But why not go over to City Pages, who have a fantastic article on more ways that the state of Minnesota has kind of done pretty well. We're like siblings because, of course, cooler, sexier sibling is Minnesota. It's fun to compete in the two. There's a classic point of comparison, of course, the economy. This year, the Economic Policy Institute, a nonprofit, nonpartisan D.C. think tank, pronounced Minnesota the economic winner over the past 7 years in terms of job growth, wage growth, medium household income, lowered poverty rate, health insurance coverage. Our economic growth was stronger than our sister state by more than 2 points. Then there's our population growth, which was nearly double Wisconsin's over the same period of time. Maybe we're growing because we don't lock nearly as many of people up. Remember that time we stole all Wisconsin's millennials? I do. In May, Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker approved $6.8 million to spend on attracting workers, including an ad campaign that was supposed to bring more millennials from other Midwestern states. America's Dairyland has a median age of 39.1 compared to our 37.8. That actually is insane, that comparison. That is actually pretty amazing. There that much difference between the two states. But, you know, some of us are young and attractive states. Hello there. As opposed to cheese curd beer people. All right. Most years, most Wisconsinites have a change of heart and move here. Then the opposite. Oh, and those 2.6 million Minnesotans that voted in the midterms, with our turnout rate, we didn't just beat Wisconsin. We did, of course. We beat every other state in the nation by getting 64.25 of our eligible voters. You may be saying, are there plenty of things Wisconsin does better than Minnesota does, like college football? Oh, wait a minute. No, they don't. The axe is back with us again, isn't it?
Oh, that's a burn right
there. Oh, it is. It is an absolute burn.
Even the Vikings, as lousy as they are, they've beaten the Packers.
Yeah, they've beaten the Packers. And you're not, Packers aren't going to the playoffs this year. Minnesota has a chance. But, you know, that was always one of the things. It was always, we're so much better. Hey, Aaron Rodgers is purposely imploding your team. Good luck with all that. I'm sure that's going to work over well. Yeah, but next year, I'm sure Wisconsin should come back. Hey, let me say this to Wisconsin, because we actually broadcast into Wisconsin. Wisconsin, you got better beer. I will say that. I think you got fantastic beer over there. I think your cheese curds are really tasty. All right? Hands down. Madison, as much as I dislike the Wisconsin Badgers, Madison is a great town, and that tells you something. But let's just go with income and wage growth. Is Madison really a $10,000 to $15,000 less a year great town? Really? You're going to make that much less money in Madison than go to Minneapolis and work up there? And granted, we've got pretty good beer here, too. I mean, there's a lot of great breweries and microbreweries in town that are picking it up. And we're getting better. Our cheese knowledge? Well, we're still healthier. I mean, let's face it. We don't eat too much. I mean, I like a good slice of cheese, not like the next person. But, you know, we don't necessarily need to rest our laurels on the cheese curds. You can win that one. And, you know, most of the years you got a lot of Super Bowl trophies. That's really great. That's really great. But is it all $10,000 to $15,000 less great? I don't know many people that would say that. I really don't. Gare Bear is on the phone. Gary is in Minneapolis. Welcome on in, Gary.
These working class people, especially the lower working class that voted for Trump, how they're making out. You know, they're making out like bandits. So best health care in the world. They're going to love it, he told us. That he's going to go after the Mexicans. That's what he did. Bernie said the truth. He's going to go after people like Trump and the Wall Street people administration. But Trump said he's going to tax Wall Street, get rid of that tax break that Wall Street has, and all his whole administration's at. So I go on and on, all these promises, you know, and the health care is worse, you know, they mess with Medicare, too. And the generic drugs are going up in price.
That's absolutely right, Gary. Thanks, Gary. What show was he listening to? We got all the shows on SoundCloud. I mean, I just love you, Gary. It's good to have you here. But I did like this. In case you missed it, Gary from Minneapolis broke this news story. Everyone in the lower class is making out. All right. It is Princess City after all, isn't it? Welcome to Minneapolis, St. Paul. Pucker up, buttercup. 952-946-6205. If they want you to. Okay, let's not. Okay. No. All right. 952-946-6205. 952-946-6205. Jimmy Eat World, I think this is. This is a good version. It is the Matt McNeil Show right here on AM 950.
With all the convenient big box stores that sell appliances, why do so many Minnesotans choose Warner Stellion? Check online to learn that Warner Stellion is a Minnesota family-owned business for over 60 years. Warner Stellion sells more brands than anyone else, and our passionate specialists are committed to impressing you so much that you'll refer us to everyone you know. That's our mission here at Warner Stellion. Ask around. Check us out online. And when it's your time to buy appliances, join over 300,000 Minnesota homeowners and choose the specialists, Warner Stellion.
Standard Heating knows the holidays are a time for lists. Shopping lists, guest lists, good and naughty lists. But don't forget about the most important list of all, Standard's 24-point checklist that comes with our professional furnace tune-up. During December, you can get this crucial tune-up for $25 off. Learn how you can save $25 on our furnace tune-up and all our other year-end deals today at standardheatingdeals.com/radio. Standard Heating and Air Conditioning, comfort you deserve.
Expedition Journal, entry number 7. It's been a week since I entered this vast land called Big Buy Electronics in search of a digital camera. Today, I encountered several people calling themselves employees, but they only spoke of car stereos, knowing nothing of cameras. So I continued westward through endless forests of CDs and DVDs. By evening, I took refuge near some televisions to regain my bearings. I begin to wonder if this camera department is a myth. I should have heeded my colleagues and gone to National Camera. Their knowledge and customer service is the stuff of legend. But it is too late for me now. Tell my wife. I love her.
At National Camera Exchange, our price guarantee means we'll match any local store or internet price any day of the week. And now during our holiday sale, the prices get even better. You'll even get free classes with any camera purchase. See store for details.
The holidays just snuck up on us, and you've waited and waited all year to clean. So don't put it off anymore. Call Zero Res. Not only will it look and feel amazing, it makes your home healthier to get rid of the bacteria, dust mites, and dander lurking in your carpet. So hurry and call before the holidays and get 3-room Zero Res clean starting at $139. And get $50 off when you clean dirt and dander's favorite hiding place, your air ducts. Call 952-ZERO-RES or visit ZeroResMinnesota.com.
Is this Dylan?
This is the Saturday Night Live Christmas song. Don't you remember this one from the 90s?
Okay. You just hit that window where I was not in high school anymore, and so I didn't watch it. And it was all, of course, it was also outside of Mike Myers. There was a lot of weak shows in those days. So
yeah, I vowed one of those times I was going to play that when you're doing Christmas music.
Is that Dylan?
It's Horatio Sanz and Jimmy Fallon, actually.
Oh, okay. Is it those? Yeah. Okay, well, that's when they got better. That's actually late 1990s. I'm still actually trying to figure out what movie we're going to watch tonight, whether it's going to be Polar Express, the Albert Finney version, the musical version of Scrooge, or I might go It's a Wonderful Life, or Miracle on 34th Street. I could do either one. The original, not the god-awful one they did. No. No, the original one with what could be the best Santa in all film. That was a great, and of course a great ending too to that one. But I got to figure out which one I'm going to. Polar Express is actually Tom Hanks. That's actually a shocking. The more I watch that movie, the more I enjoy that movie.
You're probably not going to watch this one, but do you consider it a Christmas film? Die Hard.
I don't consider it a Christmas film because they never initially released it as a Christmas film. It takes place during Christmas, and yes, there's a lot of Christmas elements, which I can't say a lot of those lines because they were peppered with colorful adjectives. But no, Die Hard is an action film that takes place at Christmas. It was never. I remember that one. I was in the military. Oh God, that one played on the military base. Movie theater for like 2 years. Dear God, it was like watching Jaws in Rhode Island. It just never left the theaters. So it was there forever, but it was never marketed as, you know, Santa's coming to kick some ass. You know, it was like that, you know, it was never doing nothing of that nature. So no, I don't consider Die Hard a Christmas film. So although I did come up with what I would say would be the consummate the consummate Christmas song for a country music station in this country today. Here it is. I'll be releasing this song a little bit later on this week, and so be listening for it on your classic country stations across the country, okay? Santa gets served on Christmas. So, you know, it's only a matter of time before Mrs. Claus boots him out anyway. So, right? Oh, he'll be sleeping out with the reindeer. Santa gets served this Christmas season. Listen, that's my new song. I'm sure it will be great. 952-946-6205. You know another thing that Minnesota's got over Wisconsin? We here have three branches of government now as opposed to Wisconsin, because Scott Walker, the jackass extraordinaire, the guy who everything he said he was going to do, he didn't do. He didn't bring jobs in. He didn't bring up wages. He didn't bring up productivity. He gave you, basically took all your wages, got rid of the unions, took all your wages away, and then basically got you working at a Panera. That's what Scott Walker did. You used to be an architect. Now you're flipping burgers over at a Culver's. Enjoy. He signed the legislation Friday that strips away the power of the newly elected Democrats. Now, do not fool yourself in Wisconsin. Do not fool yourself. These Republicans keep coming out. I was like, there's still a lot of things that, you know, Evers can still do, that he's still the guy in charge. This is, we haven't really done anything. No, no, no. Trust me, when those Republicans are in closed doors and they're in private with their benefactors and the people that are the string pullers, they are laughing their cabooses off. Now, frankly, I want to be honest with you. This is the most anti-American thing I've ever seen. This is quite literally destroying what democracy is supposed to be. That is what you're seeing in Wisconsin. And if I was in Wisconsin, I would be livid, not for just one march. As a matter of fact, I would be concerned for these Republicans, because I can tell you right now, you're going to get a lot of pushback on this, because this is the most anti-American thing I have ever seen in my entire life. To basically say we lost, but through gerrymandering and basically in gerrymandering the Supreme Court of Wisconsin, you have created a situation where you are completely neutering the governor. And I know the governor has some powers left, but I've never seen anything like this. I have never seen a governor go out there and say, you know what, I'm going to write. This is what Wisconsin's doing. Imagine if a governor in any state went out there and said, I am going to change the rules. And I can do it because I'm the governor, and the Supreme Court will back me up because those are a bunch of my handpicked guys. And that all bills no longer originate in the legislative branch of our government. They originate with me, and that they can have some input, but the basic structure of every bill that gets introduced into what would be the equivalent of that house in that state would basically be set and designed by me, that they cannot change it. And that's it. There is no way on the freaking planet people would go along with that. But that's exactly what has happened there. And if I'm Evers, I'm basically just saying, here's the deal. I'm vetoing everything. I am vetoing everything until the bill comes up that reinstates all this power. Because this is not just it's sour grapes, but it's not just some symbolic move. I mean, they are quite literally changing the government of America, and in this case, Wisconsin, to something that doesn't exist in this country. The figurehead, the person that's in charge, is really just a figurehead. All this stuff, this is like Brazil or not even Brazil has gotten changed to where they're good luck with that military dictator figurehead you got down there. I mean, he's a hoot. But this is like some Eastern European country now. That's what Wisconsin has become. It's some Eastern European country where now the most powerful person in the state, and without any bones about it, is the Speaker of the Wisconsin Assembly and the Senator, the Majority Leader, that they have basically usurped the power of the governor and placed themselves up on a higher pedestal. And because out of pettiness and tininess, they've done this, Scott Walker went along with it. Because it's not about effective government. It's not about effective leadership. It's about their win at all costs, and they will kill America if they feel it's the only way that they can stay in power. I hope you guys are not just sitting and getting a little pissed off at Minnesota because we just happen to be doing things better here. I would hope that you're getting pissed off at the right people. But if you are in Wisconsin, mind you, I guarantee you there's going to be a tremendous amount of deflection that's going to be going on out there. That the Republicans will say this is really Minnesota's fault or it's really the Democrats' fault. No, it's them. They are trying, or now they have successfully, unless a legal case, and it's going to have to go to a federal level because I can't foresee the Wisconsin Supreme Court, which, you know, has been one of the most bluntly biased far-right courts in the country because by standards. And, I mean, and we should also mention, there's a lot of evidence that the Republicans have actually fixed elections in Wisconsin, that they've actually changed the outcome of elections. Remember that a few years ago where all of a sudden it was like, oh, well, we reported the Democrat was winning, but all of a sudden I just hit the wrong key and here it is, the Republican won by a landslide. There is a lot of evidence that points to the Republicans actually fixing elections, gerrymandering, fixing, and now they have taken away all the power of the governor. If I was in Wisconsin, I would be livid. And you should act as if this is the Confederacy attacking. You should act as if this is the British trying to keep you down on your rights. Because that's what we're talking about. We are talking about a base attack on the foundation that's supposed to be America. The three branches of government. And because they lost and they're spoiled babies, that little just sitting there trying to find some way to turn their failure. I mean, like I said, they gerrymandered, they did all this stuff, and they still lost. They basically have decided to move away from what makes America America. It is truly disgusting. And I can't even comprehend. I can tell you right now, I would either be moving out of that state or I'd be marching every day. And I think that, frankly, I mean, I'd be shocked if it's only marching. I'm really concerned that there are going to be some people, because people get really bothered when you start taking away their democracy. And that's all this was. Hey, we voted for the Democrat to be the governor. Well, we're going to show you. We're going to take away all their power. So we're really the power of the state now. And they're doing it because they honestly do not feel as if in the next election, with their gerrymandered districts, there's enough Democratic votes in each of these districts that they have hand-selected out by block in Wisconsin to throw them out of office. And they're doing it, trying to do it around the holidays so you forget about it. So they can then go do another photo op with Aaron Rodgers, football, Green Bay Packers, and you'll forget about it. I'm sorry, you're... I can't believe we have a state in the union that basically is trying to get rid of one of the branches of government. But that's exactly what's going on. Mike, hold on. I'll get your call as soon as we get back from the break. Your call as well, 952-946-6205. 952-946-6205. It is the Matt McNeil Show right here on AM 950.
Hi, I'm Dr. Scott Chambaud from Chambaud Family Dentistry. We're the fear-free, get-you-out-of-pain-now dental office. We always offer a free exam and x-rays for new patients because we believe you shouldn't have to pay to find out what's wrong with your teeth. Call today. We're open early and late and Saturdays to fit your schedule. As my daughter Rachel says,
if you don't see my dad, please see another dentist. Take care of your teeth because they're the only ones you get. Call 1-800-FIX-MY-TEETH or visit fixmyteeth.us.
Looking to offer high-end restaurant-quality food at your next event? Look no further than D'Amico Catering. Their talented team of event planners and chefs will collaborate to perfect a menu that best fits your needs. Whether emphasizing local cuisine or ethnic flavors, organic bites or summertime favorites, they're here to give you choices that align with your taste budget, and style. Interested in learning more? Please visit D'AmicoCatering.com. That's D'AmicoCatering.com.
Hi, this is Jen of Vandalia Glassworks. Are you looking for a magical gift for the holidays? Consider the gift of art created from fire and blown to beautiful perfection. Vandalia Glassworks features stunning glass pieces that are one of a kind. Colorful, elegant vases, bowls, platters, paperweights, sculptures, tumblers, pendants, and more. Special pieces of art available for every price range. Find that special present at Vandalia Glassworks in St. Paul off the Vandalia exit north of 94. Find more at VandaliaGlassworks.com.
The Electric Fetus gift card sale is now through December 14th, both in-store and online. Buy $50 in gift cards and get a $10 bonus gift card, or buy $100 in gift cards and get a $20 bonus gift card. They'll also include their special January coupon book while supplies last. The Franklin Avenue Bridge is open, and it's worth the trip to Electric Fetus. Open 9 to 9 Monday through Friday, 9 to 8 Saturday, and 11 to 6 Sunday at 2000 4th Avenue South in Minneapolis. More at electricfetus.com.
With your AM 950 weather, I'm Brett Johnson. Look for sunny skies today with a high near 37. Tonight, clear with a low around 22. Saturday, sunny with a high near 39. And Sunday, sunny with a high around 37. The Downtowner Woodfire Grill is the Eat Local Minnesota restaurant of the week. They have daily fresh seafood specials, fire-roasted meals, exquisite pizza, and half-price bottles of wine Mondays and Tuesdays, except on Xcel Energy event nights. They have gift certificates available, too. Located at 253 West 7th Street in downtown St. Paul. More at downtownerwoodfire.com.
On Christmas night, all people sing to hear the news the angels bring. On Christmas night, all people sing to hear the news the angels bring. News of great joy, news of mirth, news of our merciful King's birth.
AM 950, the Progressive Voice of Minnesota. It is the Matt McNeil Show. Programming here brought to you by Eat Local Minnesota, the restaurant of the week, Downtown and Woodfire Grill. Speaking of St. Paul, fantastic place to visit out there. Great food, great breakfast as well. Stop by this weekend, get some great breakfast over there, or go over there for a nice dinner and a great wine list, too. Go along with that perfectly cooked meats that they have there. Downtownerwoodfire.com, downtownerwoodfire.com, Downtowner Woodfire Grill. It's the eatlocalminnesota.com restaurant of the week. By the way, I should mention 253 West 7th Street, so right, good location.
And by the way, great gift certificate options available, too.
Ooh, great idea, Brent. Thank you. Is this a hint for yourself? For God's sakes, man. All right.
Hint, hint. Yeah, yeah.
Fine, Brett. I guess I'm going to St. Paul this weekend. Well, of course I am. I'm going to go get breakfast over there. Mike is in Columbia Heights. Thanks for holding, Mike. Welcome on in.
Say, I think the word that is apropos for Wisconsin and Michigan and Arizona is subterfuge. They're using subterfuge to overthrow the governor.
I don't know if I can say I don't think subterfuge is a tough enough word, if it's a strong enough word. I think this is just anti-American pettiness, and they are willing to destroy the system as opposed to lose, and that's what you're seeing.
Pretty ruthless.
Yes.
Either way. Mm-hmm. Say, I want to comment on the temperature inversion that we just went through in the last 2 days. There's 13 million Americans who suffer from COPD-related illnesses, and here we got a president that's rolling back the air standards. It's going to cause much stress for people with COPD problems. You know, so tell me, Matt, who's the enemy of the people? Tell me that.
It's interesting, Mike. I was reading an interesting article, and thanks, Mike. I appreciate the phone call. I was reading an interesting article that a Republican strategist was saying right now, nothing this party is doing is for the people. Everything they're doing is for themselves or for only for the wealthiest corporations, businesses, and business people. And she said, unless they can find something, and her feeling is that she, and this is a Republican strategist, her feeling was that the Republican Party is going to cease to exist because they've lost the focus of what they're supposed to be there for, and they're only in it for themselves. And whether you're looking at Wisconsin or this, or you're looking at these air standards, I mean, it really is going to get to a point where, and it should be mentioned, as they weaken air standards and water standards and pollution standards, they're also trying to get rid of health care. They're desperately still trying to get rid of health care. They do not want you to have health care. So they want to poison you, they want to kill you, and then they basically want you to have to go into bankruptcy when that happens. So, it's some evil stuff, but that's what these people are. They're not there for themselves. they're only in it. They're not there for their constituents. They're only in it for themselves. I mean, Kurt Dowd is the consummate example of that. Everything you saw him do this last session was about me, 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 me. And that's just selfish jackassery. That's all that is. And it's been honed to a scientific art in Wisconsin and in the White House as well. Someone, a message being, you can watch us in two different places, by the way. I know. Yeah. I got into radio to talk into a microphone, not be be an attractive little model, but hi there. You can watch the show. Go to Facebook and watch us on AM 950 Radio on Facebook. And, of course, the Progressive Citizen X Matt McNeil Show page on Facebook as well. You can watch us there. A comment there. So why won't the Supreme Court do anything? A normal Supreme Court would immediately step in. In Minnesota, if the Republicans ever tried to do something like this, the Minnesota Supreme Court, which is not just all one party, would come in immediately and say, no, you can't do that. In Wisconsin, they're all political operatives. All the Supreme Court justices are bought and paid for as well. And they are bought and paid for. There isn't an honest Republican on that Supreme Court, period. Because they have been told, and this is all whoever's pulling the strings. And so they will, what they're going to have to do is they're going to have to find some way to validate this. And trust me, the judicial gymnastics they're going to have to pull off to make what these Republicans in Wisconsin did legal, to basically neuter an entire branch of government. I'm going to be amazed to see it. The only chance you've got in Wisconsin is if it gets to the federal level, because I pretty much guarantee you that even Republicans at the federal level are not going to go along with that. And I think that I'd be hard pressed to even think of the Supreme Court, if it got all the way up there, would look at this and say, yeah, this is a good idea. Just start, just saying to one political party, yep, you can get rid of one branch of government if you just don't like it because you lost the election. Paul is in Eagan. He wanted to chime in on this as well. Welcome on in, Paul.
Yeah, to me, it feels a little bit like a beer-hung putsch of the sort that Adolf Hitler and the Nazis accomplished in the early 30s.
Oh, and, no. And when he basically took von Ribbentrop out of power and, placed himself, he basically consolidated all the power into his position.
Isn't that interesting? And they were able to do it almost democratically.
He did it with a mob in the streets, and Paul, thank you very much. No, he's exactly right. I mean, when you look at this sort of thing. I mean, and granted, what goes on in Wisconsin, that can only really happen in Wisconsin. You're not going to see the great, dismantling of the American democracy through all 50 states, starting in Wisconsin. I mean, even Minnesota's looking at you and basically giving you the finger. I mean, you guys are nuts over there. But at the same time, if you look at it on the scale, yeah, it's exactly, it's basically we will ignore the outcome of elections and basically, I mean, it's Vlad Putin crap. I will ignore the outcome of elections and place myself in the position of power I have deemed to be the most powerful. And that's what Wisconsin is. I mean, I'm sorry. I mean, if the only way you're going to do to get this change and the only thing we can do in Minnesota is to not go spend any damn money in Wisconsin. Don't go spending. I mean, hopefully their economy tanks, and basically, even in these gerrymandered districts, the Republicans get voted out, a la when Michelle Bachmann was going to lose up in the 6th district. Get them to where they lose, even with a gerrymandered system, and that's the way things are going to have to get changed. But that's the only way it's going to happen. I mean, they're going to have to get, for them to get this fixed, I have a feeling things are going to have to get horrifically bad. Now, granted, if you look at Foxconn, I think that Wisconsin's well on its way to horrific. So good job there, guys. But yeah, and mind you, when all the mark my word, most of these Republicans that just did this will not run for re-election in 2020. They'll come on out and say, "Gee willikers, golly gosh, I got everything I wanted accomplished, and I'm going to retire." And they're going to walk out of that Capitol. They're going to get into a U-Haul full of all their gear, and they're going to drive out of the state because they don't want to be anywhere near there when the reality of what they have done, because you think this is bad? You don't even want to know what those people have been doing behind the closed doors. I guarantee you, you're going to find out an insane amount of stuff when those Republicans lose the House and the Senate over there. But that's what's going to happen. Mark my word, at least half of the Republicans in that state of Wisconsin have already made the determination that they will not run for re-election in 2020. That I've done the good work here. I got a lobbying gig. I mean, I think it's time for me to retire. And they've done what they were supposed to do. And that at that point, you basically, and just, you can't allow them to rewrite history. Vilify these people. Vilify them. Make sure they never, this is a dark mark on the history of Wisconsin. Make sure they never, ever can separate themselves from it, that their great-grandkids are changing their names because great-grandpa was kind of a dictator jackass. That's what you have to do. Thank God Minnesota didn't go down that path. Thank God. 952-946-6205. Back across the St. Croix, this was a scary story. Holy God. One of the college instructors attacked by a student this week was punched into unconsciousness, suffered two broken bones. Charges been brought against 21-year-old Gavin Hudson, H-U-T-S-O-N, of St. Paul, in connection to assaults on staff at Normandale Community College in Bloomington. On Wednesday, the first victim of the attack was a 51-year-old female instructor who'd asked him to stay after class to discuss an inappropriate remark he'd made to another student. Hudson did stay behind, but then hit the instructor, knocking to the floor where she lost consciousness. While she was knocked out, Hudson got over her, continued punching her. A witness yelled for help, and another instructor came in to try to put Hudson away. Hudson then punched the second teacher, possibly using an object, as it caused a cut on the right side of his forehead. Hudson fled the room, leaving behind his backpack. On the way out of the building, he stiff-armed a student, pushing him into the wall and causing him pain to his wrist, which was already broken and was in a soft splint. Police caught Hudson in a nearby parking ramp where he had blood splattered on his hands and sleeves. Following this was a Bring Me the News story. An x-ray of a nearby hospital revealed broken bones suffered by the female instructor. Hudson's bag was also recovered by police. He was found to have a .40 caliber semi-automatic pistol inside, which was loaded with additional ammunition in the bag. Hudson's been charged with third-degree and fifth-degree assault and possession of a firearm without a license. Oh no! Not another case of a responsible gun owner. Oh no! I think we're lucky. You want to know the truth is, I'm actually the point I'm at. If this guy was this broken to where he's just, he attacked a female teacher, knocked her unconscious, then got on top of her and repeatedly punched her. The question here is, I think you got to be grateful he didn't pull the gun immediately and just start firing him off rounds. This is not someone who I think should be walking the streets as part of society. I don't quite know where you go with that. I mean, it just, to me, it seems, wow. I mean, I think we're lucky that we're not talking about the latest gun slaughter in America, where this guy killed 6-7 people. And, you know, but he was white, so they'd catch him and basically, and then he didn't, you know, it's the way things go nowadays. Dear Lord. 952-946-6205, 952-946-6205. We'll come on back. It's the Matt McNeil Show right here on AM 950.
Are you in charge of the company gifts? Looking for a great work party gift or maybe just something nice for yourself? Hi, this is Richard Piepenberg with Vinaigrette, and we're ready for you. We package, gift wrap, and even deliver the finest oils and vinegars so you can simply enjoy the holidays. Since 2009, our family-owned and operated store has specialized in everything vinaigrette. Come in to Tap, Taste, and Treasure, 50th and Xerxes in Minneapolis, and in downtown Excelsior at 287 Water Street. Online at vinaigrettemn.com.
Being a dog is awesome, except when you really gotta go, but you're stuck inside. That's why I had my human call the Urban Dog. Daily walks, field trips, play groups, one-on-one time, safe off-leash play, and pet sitting. I love being an Urban Dog.
The Urban Dog works with your schedule and can create a plan that fits your needs. The Urban Dog. Exercise, explore, socialize. Let the journey begin. Call 651-231-6333. That's
651-231-6333.
Toyota Thon is on. Head to Rudy Luther Toyota and check out the great deals. Rudy Luther has huge model year-end incentives, but it's the continued service which will make you a loyal Luther customer. Get 2 years maintenance free with every new Toyota purchased, performed in one of the largest volume service departments in the country. They'll never sell you service you don't need. Plus, the Luther Advantage card gets you great discounts at holiday. Go to RudyLutherToyota.com for all the Toyota Thon deals. Rudy Luther Toyota, 394 and 169 in Golden Valley.
Common Good Books will help you find the perfect book for all your holiday shopping. There's no better place to find that special gift for the book lover in your life. Pick up a new book or get a gift card at Common Good Books, your locally owned and independent bookseller in the Twin Cities. Whether you're shopping for a child, teen, or adult reader, they'll help you get just the right gift. Find Common Good Books at 38 South Snelling Avenue in St. Paul or at commongoodbooks.com.
What kind of a jackass would let an animal pick their insurance? Did you really think a lizard could save you money on car insurance? Would you let a duck pick your health policy? Insurance can be a zoo, but this is ridiculous. What you really need is an insurance agent that isn't looking out for the insurance companies. You need Cheryl at Array, an independent agent with 30 years experience looking for the best rate possible. Quit monkeying around and call 763-504-3067. That's 763-504-3067 for Cheryl at Array, representing you, not the insurance companies.
AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. It is the Matt McNeil Show. I want to touch on a story that broke this morning. I'd actually posted it earlier up on the social media pages. Apparently, we took a dad and daughter at the border, and we put them into one of our border facilities. Now, I want to make sure we understand something here. This is, that border facility is flying a flag outside of it. It's the American flag. All of this stuff is being done under the cover of the country of the United States of America, which means, as painful as it is to admit, this is all under our watch. And we can never, we've got to do what we can to stop and stop this stuff from happening. I'm hopeful a Democratic House will be able to do something on that level. Because when you talk about what happened to this little girl, she's dead. This 8-year-old girl is dead. She's dead. She's dead because when she got into this facility, when they surrendered, they weren't fleeing. They got across the border and they found a border agent and they surrendered. When they were taken to prison, 8-year-old prison, no one offered this child anything. Not a medical update, not an investigation. She's a young child. They didn't even offer her water. She was apparently put into the holding facility on the border at 10 o'clock that night. By 6 a.m. the next morning, she was having convulsions, and she was running a temperature of 105.7, I think was the number. Was it 105.7 or 105.3? I think it was 105.7. She was running and if you're a parent, holy, you know what I'm saying. Oh, my God, 105? How is this possible? She was massively dehydrated. I understand that the border agents are not responsible for these people once they come, what happens before they go into custody. I get that. And she was clearly suffering from serious dehydration well before she was put into a U.S. border security jail prison for 8-year-olds. But when did we become a country that does not offer people water when they're in confinement? Water. I'm not talking about soda and a Big Mac. I'm not talking about, a filet mignon here. I'm talking about water. Water. For 8 hours, this girl had no water. They had no, They put a young child, and I'm sure someone can make an argument, well, it's not our responsibility that we should have a medical investigation of every person that comes in there, that we should make sure that they're, you know, physically healthy. Okay, fine, whatever. It was 10 o'clock at night. Okay. But water, it's a basic right. This, when I hear of stuff like this, what I'm thinking of is stuff like Andersonville. Now, if you don't know what Andersonville is, Andersonville was the Confederate prison for Union soldiers in Georgia. Of the only Confederate officer who was executed at the end of the Civil War was the commander of Andersonville because of the conditions that he kept Union soldiers in. Starvation, dehydration, extreme malnutrition. And they would just chuck people in there and they would say, good luck. And they wouldn't offer them anything. Wouldn't offer them anything. I mean, they were eating their clothes. There was no grass anywhere in this facility because they'd eaten it because they had nothing else. And thousands of these Union soldiers died. That sounds, when you think about this girl, this young girl who is dead, what she was being held in sounds a hell of a more like a Andersonville than it does a what we are supposed to have as far as a holding facility for people who are not criminals in the sense that they've committed a crime outside of they want to come to America for the chance at freedom. Their great crime is they want to be one of us. Not because they're looking for all the government handouts. They want to wash your freaking dishes. They want to rake your yards. They want to wipe your caboose. That's what these people are coming here. Because these jobs pay more money in this country than they could ever get back there. So they will come here and they will work the jobs that most Americans refuse to do. And you look at them like, how dare you? Because let's face it, bigotry. That being said, their only crime was that they want to become Americans and work and live here. And so we throw them into a concrete pen with no water for 8 hours. Even if you were hydrated, going 8 hours without any fluids would be a pretty big stretch. This is just the latest. Baby prisons, raping of immigrant kids by Trump baby prison guards. The disgusting nature of all of this. Because the only way Trump keeps this racist base following him is to be the biggest racist he possibly can be. Absolutely. I'm very proud to be an American. I served in the U.S. Army. I believe in this country. I believe in what we are supposed to be for. And the last I checked, we're not supposed to be for killing 8-year-olds because we're not giving them any water. We're not supposed to be. This is not supposed to be this country. We're supposed to be better than this. And we're supposed to be. There's a reason why people are even still in the age of Trump coming here, because we still are supposed to be the beacon of hope for everyone. And yet here these people are. They're getting roughed up, abused. And this young girl is dead. Why? Because no one wanted to even give her some water. Because she's a filthy animal, not even worthy of water. Well, people, we might not need to, you know, go to extreme punishments. But some people, when this is all over, will need to go to jail. Absolutely. Pageant's in next. Try to have a good weekend. We're back on a Monday. Till then, see ya.